put stuff in.
Okay. But if you go to the store and you buy maybe some fruit or something like that, do they, would they put that in what?
A bag.
Okay. Now, a bag is always made out of?
Paper.
Out of paper for you. Mm-hmm. And what about... what about if it's a great big sack that's maybe rough material? Mm-hmm. Call that a... well, what about if it's a kind that you maybe put... you might get a great big sack like that of, or a bag of potatoes or something like that.
You mean what liquor?
Yeah. You ever heard croaker sack?
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know what they mean when they talk about that, a croaker sack?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see. And if you had a great big, let's say you had a couple gallons of something, and you wanted to put it in little quart jars, you would have to use one of those things shaped like this to put it in. You call that a
strainer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it, if it were shaped like a cone, then you would call it a funnel. Okay, okay. Let me see. Then, if you were in the unlikely event that you were driving a buggy, the thing you would use to make the horses go would be a
whip.
Okay. Let me see. And if the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
bulb.
Okay. And to distinguish that bulb, that kind of bulb, from the kind that is a tulip bulb, you would call it a
light bulb.
Okay. And then when you carry the washing out to hang it on the line, you carry it out in a
basket.
Okay. And let me see, if you were having, if you're getting nails, the kind of thing they carry, like it's sort of like a barrel except it's smaller. You know what I mean? Okay. Well, you know what I'm, you've seen barrels, haven't you?
Uh-huh.
Big barrels. The big metal things that run around them, keep the wooden part together, you know what they're called?
It's called a rim.
Okay. Let me see. And then the thing you might put in the top of a bottle.
In the top of what?
In the top of a bottle.
A bottle, a quart.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see. There's a kind of musical instrument that children play that you blow on in your mouth.
Harmonica.
You ever call that a harp?
Mm-hmm.
But you would normally say harmonica?
Harmonica.
Okay. And then something you hold between your teeth like this and pluck with your thumb, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I think those have disappeared. and then the thing that you use to pound nails with, that's a
hammer.
Okay. And let me see, on an old-fashioned wagon wheel, the inside part there is called the what? You know?
You mean the things that stick and go straight up and down, or what?
No, just the inside part.
Mm-hmm.
No? Okay, but coming out from it, the things that go up and down, those are called the...
spokes.
Okay, and then the part that goes around, that's called the...
wheel.
Okay. Let me see. And suppose you were driving along, let's say out in the country somewhere on a dirt road, and you came across maybe a log across the road. You'd have to tie a rope around it and what?
Pull it out of the way.
Okay. Or another word you might use there beginning with a D?
Drag it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then you'd say, yesterday I...
dragged.
Okay. And let me see. Yesterday I have...
dragged.
Okay.